Hey man, this is R.C. Blakes, and today we're going back into the laws of manifesting your vision. And today we're looking at law number 4, the law of faithfulness. Stay tuned.
Let's talk. You don't know how to be an individual. You don't know how to be an independent. You don't know how to be by yourself. You can't seem to find any sense of value apart from another. And so you tie other people up into this web of confusion. And
Law number 4 in the laws of manifesting your vision is the law of faithfulness. And faithfulness is so important to producing, manifesting, realizing anything that God has put in your heart. It's kind of like when God gives you a vision, faithfulness to that vision is like the commitment that a mother has to, or an expecting mother has to the fulfillment of her pregnancy. A woman can't get 8 months into her pregnancy and then decide, I just want to turn around. I don't think I want to do this. She has to see it through. Your vision has to be perceived as a pregnancy. It's something that you don't have the luxury of turning around or quitting midstream. You have to have in the back of your mind, really at the front of your mind, quitting is not an option. I have to put my hand to the plow and I have to see it through. Faithfulness is diligence towards a certain goal, a commitment, task, or belief. It's when you make up your mind that this is the direction you're going in and nothing, no circumstance, no naysayer can turn you around. In Matthew 25:21, it talks about, his Lord said unto him, well done thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Faithfulness is a must. And there are two characteristics, two fundamentals that play into a faithful person's psyche. Number one is focus. The second one is foresight. Number one is focus. The second one is foresight. A faithful person is focused on his or her purpose. A person who has no clear purpose will never be faithful to anything. A faithful person always has a clear purpose for doing, being, and a faithful person locks in on that clear purpose. The Bible says in James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Then there's foresight. A faithful person, not only is he or she locked in on the purpose and focused on the purpose, but they're also able to look beyond the moment. A faithful person looks beyond current conditions and finds motivation from what he or she sees in the future. Because on the path to success, on the path to manifesting vision, you will always have conflicting circumstances that might indicate I should quit. But when you are a person that is faithful, you're focused on your purpose and you're able to look beyond your present pain and you're able to see the rewards of enduring. Focused, now watch this, focused faithfulness leads to fruitfulness, which leads to favor. When a person is faithfully focused, it brings that individual into seasons of fruitfulness. Now, your faithfulness is what proves your worthiness of obtaining the fullness of what God promised you. The great thing God showed you is amazing. But your capacity to be faithful to this thing proves your worthiness of actually receiving it. Back in Matthew 25:21, it says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. He was deemed worthy of receiving the rewards because he had been faithful. Now, when you are faithful to your God-given purpose, you will bear fruit. When you lock in on your purpose, you're focused on that purpose, you're able to look beyond the present pain, and you're able to endure, it will produce fruitfulness. Now, fruitfulness is the process of delivering the full potential invested in a thing or a person. There is a potential that has been invested in your spirit. And when you are faithful to that thing, when you stick to it, when you refuse to take your hand off of the plow, and you wake up every day and you stick to that thing that God has assigned to your life and to your hand, it will produce fruitfulness. God has deposited everything in you to produce the fruit of your God-given purpose, but you must faithfully pursue that purpose. Now, there are three things that must be in place to have what I call fruitful faithfulness. And I use that phrase, fruitful faithfulness, because there are a lot of people who are faithful to things that are not fruitful. That is not God's best. God wants you to be faithfully fruitful. Your faithfulness should always produce fruit. Number one, three things that must be in place to have fruitful faithfulness. Always have the right motivation. There are many people who are not producing fruit, even though they're faithful to whatever, you know, the thing is that they've put their hands to. And it boils down to the fact that they do not have the right motivations. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When a person does something that has a pure and godly intent, God will endorse it and people will support it. When your motivation is proper, when you have the motivation to be a blessing to people and to glorify God, God will always give you favor. But your motivation must be in line. Number two, always do your very best. Bring a spirit of excellence to whatever it is you put your hands to. There are many people who want to put a price tag on something before the quality has been invested. You have to learn to give it your very best. What you give life, what you give your career, what you give to your ministry is what will come back to you. If you give it excellence, excellence will return. You have to be faithfully committed to producing your very best. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. What does he mean here? You have to give life your best while you're here. Because once you die, you don't get a redo, and your legacy is written in stone. Number three, do everything to please God and not man. Do everything to please God. If you want to have fruitful faithfulness, do everything to please God and not man. Ephesians 6:7 says, with goodwill doing service as to the Lord and not to men. God is not satisfied with just faithfulness or fruitless faithfulness. God wants us to be fruitful and faithful. God actually hates fruitlessness. Don't find yourself stuck in a pattern where you're diligently pursuing something that is not producing fruit. And if it's not producing fruit, you need to question your motives. You need to question, am I really giving it my very best? You need to question, am I really doing this thing as unto the Lord? Or you even need to go back and you need to question, is this thing really my purpose? God wants you to be fruitful. Faithfulness only finds completion in fruitfulness. I hope that you've been blessed by this. If so, I need you to like this video. I need you to subscribe and I need you to share. I'm R.C. Blakes. Thank you again for giving me just a few minutes of your time. God bless you.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.